You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all.
Hour number one was brought to you by the King Firm. Hour number two, a brand new sponsor, 5-11 by Karl Malone. And now in hour number three, Jay Hargrave, you're working out there, son.
Getting it done.
Who we got?
Avenue Wine and Spirits on St. Charles Avenue. You've got to see this place. Mm-hmm. We're going to do another remote there so you have a chance to see it. But the selection of wines and spirits that they have is out of this world. I mean, they really did a great job. Matt and the guys over there did a great job with the remodel. They've got some really nice cabinets where they got liquor liquor and wines that you've never even heard of. They've got and I'm going to go buy one of these. It's a bottle of wine, and it's got the Saints with the Colts Super Bowl, you know, with the score and all of that on it. It's a commemorative bottle. Yeah. And it's like, you know, you don't even want to drink the wine. You just want to buy it and save it as a Saints fan of, you know, this would be perfect to have as a keepsake. But they've got even 18-year-old Japanese wines, Yamasaki.
Yeah.
You go down the list. If you've got a favorite wine or a favorite spirit that you have trouble finding, rare bourbons they specialize in, they probably got it. It's unbelievable, the selection that they have there.
I love it. 2025 St. Charles Avenue. It's literally, they call themselves your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. So they specialize in trying to get some things that maybe you can't go get elsewhere. Plus, here's the cool thing, free delivery on orders of $20 or more. So
yeah, I was blown away when
more
he told
than
me
likely
that.
When you're picking up an 18-year-old whiskey, it might be over $20. So I could probably just call me like, I need me some more Yamasaki. Here's the address and they'll deliver it. So that's not bad, because, I mean, the Jack Tennessee Honey that I like, that's 20. So, I mean,
it right there.
The vodkas I like are in the 20s. So, I mean, yeah. So just there you go. So it's good, free delivery.
A good bottle of liquor is going to get you free delivery. You know, so if you're doing a watch party or something like that.
And also, they sell wine by the glass.
Sell wine by the glass. They've got a deli. You can go get, if you had a rough day at work, you can go get your dinner.
Uh-huh.
Hot meal.
Yep.
Glass of wine,
and
go home
cigar.
And a cigar. They
and
got
a cigar room.
Cigar room where you can go in. They've got everything you need. It's one-stop shopping.
Yeah, so it's your one place before you go home and relax.
Exactly. You had a rough day. All you got to do is swing by. They take care of everything and then go home.
Or as I need to say, Jay and I have something to talk about this.
Yeah, well, you know.
I wouldn't exactly say I'm going to go have a cigar and a deli sandwich and a glass of wine, because then I would get, well, when do I get my glass of wine and deli sandwich? Tucker, you go first. So it's a business meeting.
It is.
And
it's too bad.
2025 St. Charles Avenue.
I'm going to talk to him about maybe putting the location in Atlanta, because I think the Falcon fans need places to go get liquored up after the start they've had.
Did you go there?
You have to.
Why did you go
there? They need to get liquored up. The Avenue Wines would be perfect. And they'd make a killing over in Atlanta. We drink and have a party because we win and have a good time.
Yeah.
The Falcons need to get liquored up after the game.
Oh, poor Falcons. What'd you think of the video?
That was unbelievable, but
do you want to hear it again?
I know you
just
do.
Just the very beginning.
I know you do.
Beginning.
Oh, yeah, tighten up. What y'all doing out there? Sean, we might need you. Come out playing like some doo-doo. Hey, y'all tighten up, man.
Is that the same guy that did the first down video that they were practicing? The same guy with the cheerleaders?
When he's screaming at the backup, Shab, we might need you. Because Ryan playing like doo-doo.
So I guess the first down cheer that they practiced all offseason, I guess that's out
the
window now.
How is that going, by the way?
Is that the same guy? Is that the same guy that did that video?
Hey, man, all y'all tighten up. What y'all doing out there? Shab, we might need you. Come out playing like some doo-doo. Hey, y'all tighten up, man.
Move. How'd that video go? Down video?
Look, Arthur Blank. Yes, yeah, move.
Move.
The sticks. Move the sticks.
The Falcons out of Atlanta.
Is that what it was? Move the sticks? Jordan, do you remember?
It was move the sticks.
Sounded like cows, and they're playing like cows. So it kind of worked out.
Well, definitely what comes out of the cows. It's essentially what this fan thinks that he's seeing right now. Not playing like that. Let's talk a little about this. I played Kay Adams from Good Morning Football. I think you were here, right? Did you hear her say
I thought the Saints were
the team to keep an eye out here in the NFC? Let's talk a little Saints and Cowboys here. Marlon Favorite will join us at 2:15, give us his take. Didn't get a chance to do this a lot yesterday, obviously, with Media Day over there at the Pelicans. But look, first and foremost, 12-10. There's some things, obviously, as head coach Sean Payton said, that they need to correct. There's no doubt about that. You definitely saw that. At the same time, this is what he had to say, and we'll address.
I can't get into all the things that we're still not doing well, and yet we're doing enough to win some of these close games, and that's encouraging. But there's a lot of things fundamentally that we have to improve on. You know, so fortunately, we're coaching off a win and not a loss and making those corrections.
First and foremost, first quarter of the season's in the books, right?
Yeah, right.
Four quarters, all right? 4 quarters of the season, 4 games, and you're 3-1. And Drew Brees was cheering you on because he's not playing because he's hurt. Take that. Before we get into anything, take that. You're now one of 6 teams in the NFC that's 3-1. So you've at least successfully started out the right way during this breezeless time. And what I mean by that is you didn't play yourself out of it. Not that I think you could have after 2 games.
Correct.
But you don't, because then
you could have dug a hole.
The attention, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, right? So Drew goes down, you're thinking, well, you can still win the division, right? You immediately looked at, well, 5 of 6 NFC South games, Drew Brees has the possibility of quarterbacking in. He's going to miss this Sunday's game. But the next division game is the Atlanta Falcons when they come to town. And that's week 10 when he can be back. It's the week after the bye. So you immediately, going into that Seattle game, were thinking, hey, just survive. Go 500. Just go 500 if you can. You know, if it's 6 weeks, go 3-3. Just go 500. And then Drew will come back and he'll be healthy and things will be okay. And then you make a push and you just win the division. Just get in. But it went from first round to just an opening round bye. The top seed to just an opening round bye to just get in. I mean, if you win the division, you're in. So it's that simple. And you saw the first few weeks in the NFC South, you're like, wow, some bad football teams. Then Cam gets hurt. You're thinking, all right, well, it's, you know, the Panthers aren't, well, Kyle Allen's actually won 2 games for them.
Yeah, get well, Cam.
You look at the Bucks, and you're like, man, they don't miss that field goal, and their kicker misses 2 PATs. They beat the Giants. They're on a win streak.
Right.
So the division's a little tougher than I think some people thought it was going to be early on. Whether you want to buy it or not, they've won 2 games in a row, essentially, those two teams. Now, the Falcons, well.
Dumpster fire.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're the Saints right now, dude, you're taking this all day and time. So let's start there. The fact the Saints are 3-1 after the first quarter of the season.
When Drew went down, I thought this team, I had higher expectations than a lot of people. You know, I believe in Teddy Bridgewater. This team, I thought, could be better than 500, but I thought they would lose to Seattle and beat Dallas, and they would go 1-1. Now, having gone 2-0, I think we're no longer talking about just get into the playoffs. I think this team might be looking at still in competition for the number one seed when Drew comes back. And every win that you keep getting, it just can prolong that time that Drew can stay out. It buys him more time to get healthy so he doesn't have to rush it and re-injure it somewhere in the season late.
I tweeted Sunday night at the end of the game, what word would you use to describe the black and gold currently at 3-1? Michael on Twitter, focus. John, perseverant. Jeremy, gritty. Brad, glorious. Robert, team.
Bingo.
Heather, winners. Deplorable, who dat? 3-done. I don't know what that means.
I think three games.
Okay, I got you. Austin, we have depth. Steven, scary. Kevin, complete. And then team afterwards. Terry, tenacious. Nick, defense. He made that one word. We'll take it for one word. Sports me, lucky. Bocage, resilient. Michelle, warriors. Brad, lucky. Brian, scrappy. Lil Prap says, badasses. Being able to be resilient. Miracle, Darren says. Another one as well. It's all on Twitter from Sunday night. Resilient, another one from Chris. What word would you use?
I agree with team. They are a team. They play together as a team. And look, this is still a work in progress. You're winning games exactly how you need to. You don't need to be perfect right now. No one gets a trophy in September. Mm-hmm. They don't give trophies out for going 4-0 in the month of September. You want to play your best ball in December and January. That's when you want to be on a roll. So you just want to keep winning ugly games right now. That offensive line is a work in progress. I think we're missing Max Unger more than we thought. I think the fact that he's not there, this team is adjusting to the rookie Eric McCoy at that center position. I think that's why you're getting guys coming free. Teron Armstead, I'm not worried about him. He's always struggled with Robert Quinn. Even in Quinn's days when he was with the Rams, he struggled with him. Quinn's just a great pass rusher, and for some reason, he seems to have Teron's number. Maybe Teron makes the adjustments and is able to contain him. But I'm not as much concerned about that. Listen, that defensive line, we thought that might have been a weakness. You want to talk about how one and two people can make a difference on an entire defense? So I'm talking to the LSU fans out there. Look what Sheldon Rankins and Onyemata did by their presence in that game.
Malcolm Brown had a heck of a game in that game, too.
He did, too.
Yeah.
But you took that offense of the Cowboys, who had the best running game in the NFL, and you stuffed them.
Yeah.
They couldn't do anything. And you look how the Texans, with a couple of guys they signed off the street, Lamar Miller, thank you, that got hurt in the preseason, and they were able to run the ball all over us. So you can see how one person can make a difference, and I think that's where that offensive line is struggling right now. They will come together. Sean's got to call a very tight game plan because he can't trust that offensive line to protect for the deep shots down the field.
What's your one word to describe the Saints?
Buoyant.
Buoyant.
Yes.
That's a very good word.
Because while Drew Brees went down, the Saints found a way to stay afloat and
buoyant.
Keep themselves relevant.
And, you know, because that's the thing we're going to discuss, obviously, going into this week. I mean, I heard Collinsworth was saying this a lot, too, in the broadcast about, look, this is just not going to be that offense without Drew Brees. You see what Drew did. This isn't about arm strength. This isn't about – what makes Drew a Hall of Famer is – what he does and how he beats you pre-snap.
That's what 40 years old does for
you. We've talked about it. We've gotten stories from Robert Meacham on how Monday through Friday he'll come into your position group meeting and tell you what he sees in a defensive back because he's studying game film. And he's like, Robert, he's going to try to do this to you.
Yep.
So we're going to be ready for it. He'll go to defensive players and say, while I'm looking at film, I see their guy likes to do this as well because he studies their offense to see what they like to do and see if he can grab things. Can Teddy do that? Look, not everybody's cerebral like that. Not everybody is built to be that kind of individual that just eats, breathes, and sleeps football and understands that. Doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. That said, I don't know if it can be that. He hasn't played in a while. And the best example I can use, and I saw it today, I interviewed him for our pregame show. The difference between Justin McMillan right now and Justin McMillan October of 2018 is night and day. Comfortable, confident, poised. When he speaks, he talks football and understanding what the team needs to do and stuff. I mean, he gave a speech after the Houston game and brought tears to most of the locker room. He was just how much it meant to him and all. It's just different. But the guy's had a season under his belt. He had a couple of comeback wins. He had a couple of heartbreak losses. He had some games he couldn't throw the football very well. Teddy Bridgewater just completed his second start. I mean, I think that's what, you know, and again, in a very complex offense, if anything,
exactly.
I think we're seeing Sean Payton show Jordan, my word would be resolve. And what I mean by that is, Sean, that last drive, because the offensive line's an issue. Again, a game against an opponent, a player, might make your offensive line have a bad game. The Saints have struggled, right?
Yes,
I mean,
they have.
But again, it's maybe understandable that cadence, understanding things. And you mentioned 40 years old. I'll mention, 16, 17, how many years he's been here? 19, whatever. Drew Brees, of that offensive line, knowing that he does half of that work.
Right.
And he does the pre-reads and everything. And again, when I say he beats you before the snap, he knows if you take away that guy, I'm already looking at Jordan. And if Jordan's not there, the case over here on my left is going to be open. He knows that before he snaps the football. That's because he's been in the offense for as long as almost Jordan's been alive. People have got to remember that. And, you know, I do too. All of us do. I mean, it's just you can't expect him to, or any quarterback is going to walk in and run that system and run that offense the way we see Drew Brees.
Well, he's been in the league for 19 years.
Right. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 42. Well, 43. I mean, 40. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm 40. I forgot how old I am.
I did that one year once before.
No, I'm 43, right?
Okay,
yeah.
So you're 43.
Yeah.
The show's kind of easy now for you, doing a show 3 hours a day?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you were 25, was it as easy?
No, I mean, it's different. No,
there's
exactly
a difference.
Right.
There's a difference with 15 years of experience can make for you. And this is part of the offensive line. We talked about Max Unger being gone, and you put a rookie in there. Now you take Drew Brees out of the equation, and you lose 15 years of experience back at center. That's why that offensive line's a work in progress. I'm not concerned. They'll put it together. They'll be better. And this is exactly where you want to be. You want this team as a work in progress because they'll get better and better and better. Teddy is going to do things better than Drew in some aspects. Drew's going to do some things better than Teddy. They have to learn each other. Sean is still learning Teddy's tendencies and what
agree.
He wants to do.
Now,
they're going to be fine.
And look, I think you got these two wins against the two tougher opponents on this. The thing that's going to be interesting this week is, look, Tampa's putting up points. I mean, flat out. And Dallas doesn't have that passing game like that. They're more of a run-first, balanced type of offense. Tampa's just winging it and airing it out. They're going to take chances and throw the football this week. So,
and they'll make mistakes.
I mean, Marshawn Lattimore, but you say that, but Jameis hasn't been.
He hasn't
been,
but he's Jameis.
He's capable. I hear you. My point is, you're going to have to score a touchdown.
Yeah, look, they will.
You have to.
They will. So, Teddy's going to be just fine, trust me. He's got all what it takes. That right now, with that offensive line being the way it is, and I don't know
what it is. I don't either. But because Brian said it best. He texted me. He goes, Armstead got walked like a dog. I mean,
he struggled with Quinn all his career. Right. I don't know what it is with that man.
Quickness, I don't know. Because you saw Armstead, is not like he was injured. On a couple of plays, he got out and blocked. That's what I wanted to get to as we get into the break here. I said resolve because Sean Payton coached the game he saw.
Exactly.
And not out of emotion and not out of arrogance sometimes.
Don't make a mistake.
That last drive, you had to run clock with 4-something left when they got the ball. And they didn't come up with points because Teddy took a ridiculous sack.
I'm
going to
argue
about
with you
that sack.
I'll argue with you on that. It was the right move to take the sack.
No. There's not a single
You do not
human
throw
being.
That ball away.
No.
You can't throw the ball
it's not
away.
Not even throwing the ball away.
No, they should have ran. They should have just ran it up the middle.
Well, Sean said he could have helped them with
and
the play
Sean
call.
Was right.
But at the same time, you got to know that as a quarterback. It ain't there, throw it away or get rid of it. But the thing is, you got 3 first downs on that drive. You flipped the field at the very least to where when you did have to kick, it was a longer field for them, and he did it by running the football.
Yep.
And that O-line had gotten its tail kick in all game. Bowed up for one drive and at least pushed the ball into field goal territory. On runs. Kudos.
Sean's got to stick to the run because that's going to set up the rest of the offense and help that offensive line.
And you saw, and that's why I thought Latavius Murray and Cook were going to be big in that game. And you saw both of them be used more.
And I think you'll see Latavius a lot more against
Tampa Bay. But it's what I've been saying. It's not them. The coach has to call those plays.
Yes.
You've got to let him do it. And you saw Murray was effective. Yes. But you've got to call the plays.
Yeah.
Sports Hangover continues next. Marlon. Oh, poor Marlon. What should we play for Marlon when we come back?
It's kind of hard to top the dome, what the dome did, man.
Okay, well, I'll pull it up. Sports Hangover next on ESPN New York.
going up and down. Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a fast oil change at a Mopar Express lane near you.
As a teacher and administrator, Sandy Holloway believes parents deserve to know how well their children are learning. And taxpayers deserve to know how well their money is being spent. That's why Sandy Holloway supports the state's A through F grading and performance system for our schools. Sandy Holloway for Bessie. Leadership, experience, progress. Vote Sandy Holloway, Bessie District 3. Paid for by Louisiana Charter Schools and Action PAC.
Hi, Marty Smith here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save. Because right now you get 5 cents off every gallon, every day, with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts Yard.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Yep. Marlon Favorite, Big Fave 504. How was those cowboy-sized tears, my friend? How you doing? Just saying, it was pretty impressive by walking out of the dome on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Hey, they found me in the dark room watching the game, man.
Okay. Just saying, you know, here it is. There it is. I'm just saying, you had a long off season looking forward to that night, and well, it's just in, y'all lost 12-10. Marlon, what's going on, man? How you doing this afternoon?
Oh, feeling good, man. It's a beautiful day down here in lovely New Orleans, 504, baby. Representing, definitely. Feeling good. How about you, Gus?
Doing well, man. Look, let's get right into it, man, because I think this game came down to what we talked about on Friday, and it's very simple. It's the trenches, right? I mean, we knew it was simple. It wasn't anything yet you had to be an NFL analyst for. You had to stop Ezekiel Elliott, and there's really one big way you do that. And you drop your song safety, and you play man on the corners, and you try to, you know, fill that box there and try to fill gaps. The defense did that. It started up front, though, Marlon. What did you see out of Malcolm Brown, Rankins getting a little action, and Onyemata? What did you see from the Saints' defensive front?
Man, I think one of your followers on Twitter might have said the best, complete. You have Sheldon Rankins back. You have Onyemata back. Two guys, you know, we saw that training camp that really stood out last 2 years, that really stood out to us up front. Man. You want to run on the Saints' defensive line? Don't run Davenport with. That's a strong point for him. I thought for as much critical as we've been with him about his pass rush, and he needs to pick it up in the pass rush. He does really well in the run game. It's one time, I think Dallas did a reverse with Tavon Austin. He forced it back to his help. That was a big play. I know he had an attaboy in the meet. So, but now I will say this. Cowboys fans, because there's a whole, I didn't realize we had a lot of Cowboys fans like that down here in New Orleans. Like a lot of those folks with the jerseys on, the Jordan faces, I saw actually residents in New Orleans, but we'll say that for later on. Hello, somebody. But I will say this. Both defensive lines played up to par. I mean, you have the number four rusher in Ezekiel Elliott. You hold him to 35 yards. And then Alvin Kamara. I mean, I've never seen a guy stop and come to a complete stop and burst and then have the balance the way he does. He only had 69 yards rushing. So I want to tilt the hat to both defensive lines. I heard you guys talking about Teron Armstead, a Pro Bowl left tackle, let's be honest. But Robert Quinn has his number. He forces him to have like what we call vertical pads in the O-line and D-line room. And that creates a short corner to the quarterback, and that explains why Teddy Bridgewater got hit several times. So this is a big test. I think the thing to name this team is complete the New Orleans Saints because they have it even without their starting quarterback.
You know, one of the things that I thought was impressive as well, Marlon, is just guys stepping up. When a key player goes down, others get that opportunity to do that directly, like if you're playing behind that individual, right, like your backup or if you're the backup. But also I think elsewhere on the team can sort of do that. I saw AJ Klein say this week that they took it upon themselves, the defense, to put the team on their shoulders and say, look, we're going to step up and sort of lead the way. When you see that take place, man, you're starting to add different strands of a DNA to a team when you start looking at the overall picture when you're going to define that team at the end of the year, aren't you?
You will. And that secondary, I don't know what their name's going to be. Probably call them like Cash Money Hot Boys or something like that, the secondary. Got to come up with a cool name with them because P.J. Williams, Von Bell, Marshawn Lattimore, a guy who gave up over 300 yards in the first three games over the top, when he goes against top talent, he plays up to speed. I mean, I know Amari Cooper had an MRI earlier last week and had a high ankle sprain, quote-unquote, so he couldn't really perform the way he usually do, but still locked him down. That's one of the top route runners. So, and then on the other side, being able to, Apple had a better game. So, I mean, you're looking at two corners and two safeties they're looking like a top tier secondary. So it's a lot to be proud of to see a complete defense. The linebacker core playing well, up front playing well in the secondary, and the rotation looking good out there.
I think one of the things that will be also interesting to see, Marlon, moving forward is what's going on with the Saints offensive line. Now, I've asked you to look at it from a defensive front. Look, man, I get Aaron Donald has been solid here as well, but it was just up and down the line, really, for Dallas, from Warford to Armstead, some of your older guys who expect McCoy Van Outen to have a growing pain and learn from his mistakes. But what are you seeing, at least in the last two games? I mean, they did a good job against Seattle in instance that Teddy didn't get sacked, but five sacks by Dallas. I mean, is Dallas's D-line just that good?
Dallas's D-line is just really that good. It's really that good. Look at the score, 12-10. So the Saints, you cancel out the passing game for Dallas with that secondary play by the Saints, Lattimore and them boys, you heard me. Then you bring a run attack type team. Like, Dak will do it through the air a little bit, but they depend on, that's why they paid Ezekiel all that money, to run the ball, and you stop that. Now you go on the flip side. You have a young center in Eric McCoy who has the talent. Man, I watched his block. He picked up a twist, an inside stunt really well, passed it off. So his skill level is there, but it's the communication, it's the reps, it's the years you put into the game. He's a rookie. Max Unger had been in the league for well over 10 years. I think this might have been year, but this is 10 for me, so it should have been 10 or 11 for Max. nothing new under the sun. You've seen these teams a couple of times. You know what it is. So quarterbacks depend on that. And then you're missing Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a guy who's been in the league 19 years, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. It's nothing new under the sun. He's seen it all before. So you take those two guys out. Teddy's, what, 26 years old? He's a veteran, but he's still I thought he managed the game well. You want your quarterback to go and manage the game well. That was a complete game. I like it when the score is that low because you're taking it to the defense, and that's two good defenses playing. So I think that's the biggest factor with the offensive line. I don't think it has. Come on, let's look at it. Ramczyk, one of the best tackles in the league, if not the best. The guy who's probably trading with him is Teron Armstead. One, two, or three, or four, however you want to list it out. We go Pro Football Focus if we need to. And then you have probably a guy that's fighting for Rookie of the Year to be in a conversation, Eric McCoy, because he is a starting lineman on a top-tier team that had right. gained the trust of Drew Brees early. Plus you have Andreas Pete and Larry Walford, who's a Pro Bowler, Andreas Peter. So the talent is there. The Saints' entire defensive line, that's all first-rounders. So it's just talent, man. It really is talent. And I think once the rhythm gets down pat and Eric McCoy gets more games under his belt, you'll see them improve.
You know, the other thing that gets me, too, is when you look at this matchup here, we'll talk a lot more on Friday about specific matchups, but man, I was looking at NFL Primetime late last night after Monday Night Football, and they showed the highlights of, you know, the Rams and Buccaneers. It's not even close right now. I joked earlier with Raphael if Gardner Minshew's the MVP of the NFL with what he's been able to do and how he's taken it by storm, and everyone loves him. But Shaquille Barrett is your defensive player of the year for Tampa Bay. Goodness. Dude, name a stat line. He's got it. It's not even the fact that you look at it and goes, it's four tackles, three solo, a sack and a half, a tackle for loss. They're impact plays. That tackle pops a football out that it's a fumble six. That, you know, hit that he hits on the quarterback that's called a tackle forces Goff's ball to go in the air, and it's an interception, it's a pick six. Shaquille Barrett this year has played sick football, and it's scaring me to death against the Saints O-line.
Yeah, man, and you know Tampa, bro. They did get us once last year. I checked out that L.A. game. Tampa's defense is there. You have a much better mind, offensive mind, too, and just a team mind in Coach Bruce Arians. So you look at all of that, it's a different Tampa team. New leadership at the head coaching position. They added some key pieces on defense. You look at the L.A. game, okay, where did Ndamukong Suh play last year? I'm sunny California, baby. Yep. So during the week, it's a lot of tidbits that he's able to give the offense, defense, special teams of being a part of that program. So that played a role as well. Hey, Jared Goff, I think we should do this defensively because he's not so successful when we did this at practice. So you get those little key tidbits, little nuggets, and implement it in the game plan, you're cooking with high grease. Now, the thing is this. The area of focus this week, I heard Coach Payton had mentioned, it's too early to like really describe which group, you know, to point out what's bad because we win it. So you don't want to go and bash your team when you're winning. But I'll point it out, they definitely want to improve for sure in the pass pro, mm-hmm. and the run stopping. The pass pro more particular than anything else. I think run wise they're fine, but teams are watching that right now, and they're looking at chops. Chicago, I think they had like seven sacks this Sunday. Tampa was getting after the ball. These are teams that are coming up. Mm-hmm. So I know it's improvement that has to be made there. We got to find a number two receiver, baby. I don't know. Now, Teddy's going to stretch the field for you, Ted again. But somebody's going to have to step up and be that other guy besides Michael Thomas, because when you go against more competitive secondaries, which Dallas did, provide that. Mike got off, but he was under 100 yards. He top dog, too. So you're going to go against more talented secondaries like that. Chicago has a talented secondary. Tampa has a successful defense. So somebody's going to have to step up. You look at teams like Atlanta, they have a complete receiving core. If you double Julio, I'm going to hit Ridley. If y'all try to bracket Ridley, we're going to hit you up the middle with Sanu. So we have to make maybe Jared Cook have to step up, you know, or trenches, baby. Continue to improve on that D-line. I thought they looked really well with everybody back, even on Yamada getting a sack. But they're going to have to, fourth first-rounders, we're going to have to get some sacks. You know, they should have, set a goal. You heard me? I'm talking to Cam. Set a goal, man. Let's get folks to extra game. Okay. Let everybody get a sack. You feel me? So that's the D-line. I'm calling y'all, baby. Y'all go ahead and y'all set a goal. Say, hey, I want fourth. Everybody should be able to get one sack.
There he is, Marlon Favorite. You brought the energy, my friend. That's why we wanted to get you a day after, you know, you had to shed those cowboy tears. But that's all right, man. That's all right. You know, they're right there. Corner screaming, hey, they're still the team to beat in the NFC. So there you go. Marlon, as always, man, get the podcast Inside the Trenches at BigFave504 on Twitter. Thanks, as always, man. Chat with you again on Friday.
Man, talk to you Friday,
G. There he goes. Quick break. Hour three brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. Go check them out over on St. Charles Avenue, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. And here you go. Here's the best part about it. You can't get out there. Anything you order, it gets delivered to you for free if it's over $20. That's basically any nice spirit, right? Japanese whiskeys, including 18-year-old Yamasaki, they got it. They also sell wine by the glass. They have a cigar room, a deli. Go pay them a visit, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Avenue Wine and Spirits, our brand new Hour 3 sponsor. We'll be back on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Truck Just Glare. The most effective and best long-term solution to rebuilding our coastal wetlands is the use of sediment diversion. The Mississippi and Atchafalaya Rivers are the perfect natural suppliers of sediment. I would work with the CPRA to ensure that our coastal region is rebuilt and designed to sustain the tens of thousands of created acres of coastal wetlands, which serve as critical habitat and a buffer against storm surges. On October 12th, please vote for number 59, Jerry Truck Just Glare for Senator, paid for by Jerry Disclay campaign.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Join POV Magazine and The Settlement at Live Oak in Thibodaux on Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for the first ever POV pop-up Thibodaux tailgate. Food and shopping with live music sponsored by Stellar Media and a game zone sponsored by ESPN Radio. Visit POVpopup.com for more information.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
That is the sound of Lonzo Ball apparently draining trays from the right wing, left wing. I mean, you cannot stop just going bananas over this. Why?
Well, it looks different.
He does. He does have more of a fluid jump shot. It looks like a real, honest to goodness, the wrist. Yeah, he does
his
not
right
have.
His right arm is not going across his face.
Yes.
Blocking his view of the rim.
Yes. No, that is definitely a different look. Looking
it's
shot.
100% different.
And he's not missing.
He's also doing sidestep, leaning shots from the perimeter, and then pick and roll jump shots off the perimeter.
I'm bringing him up for this instance, too. I didn't realize how big he was. Like, he's got size.
I thought Nall was a little bit bigger than I expected.
Nickeil Alexander-Walker is much taller. Yeah. I mean, the Pels finally have some size. I mean, Nicolo Melli isn't small.
No, he's big for a three-point guy.
Yeah. How tall is Jason Jackson Hayes?
I didn't get to stand up next to him.
I like him. He's going to be fun to watch. I really do.
And just talk to.
Yeah.
Just get to know
him. No, like I said, that's one of the reasons we're so pumped up about, obviously, having the opportunity here to be the flagship station. We're going to get a bunch of, you know, interviews and just be able to tell the stories to a lot of players. Because that's what we talked about yesterday on the show with Todd. It's not just Zion. You know, we didn't even get to see and talk to Drew. Every time he was going to come by, we had a player sitting by. So
I felt like every time it was like, oh, this is a big guy coming. Like, this is a like an important guy coming up. I never felt like there was.
Never got to talk to Josh Hart yet. Yeah, exactly. I'm just, this team has a lot of options. And what's so nuts to me, and I remember just sitting there when David Griffin's to our left and he's just looking at us. And the job that he's done is unfathomable. Like, I can't believe the job he did. Again, I want to go back to this time last year. There were deficiencies. Who's the shooter? Who's the size? You know, where's the bench? You know, I mean, just,
well, this time last year, Anthony Davis already made up his mind that he didn't want to be with the Pelicans.
Yeah, unbeknownst to a lot of other people.
Yeah, even though he said that he's fully committed.
It came out later, a couple months ago, that he apparently told all his teammates before training camp, hey, good job.
And then lied to everyone.
Exactly, yeah. How did you think that was going to go?
I'm fully committed.
Hey, but you know what? He's got his chip shoe. He's got his new tattoos on his left arm. Mm-hmm. He probably went to LeBron's tattoo artist.
It's on his cover of 2K.
Yeah, you know, he's got two diamond hoop earrings now going. He's got a different look, man. He's all L.A.
Honestly, Zion accomplished just as much as Anthony Davis.
No, I don't know.
Yes.
No.
The only thing,
because it's not doing in L.A. He's doing in L.A. the abbreviated, it's Louisiana, but not the real L.A.
I think the only thing that AD has the upper hand on is being in Space Jam 2. Which I think is going to be a flop. I don't think it's going to be good.
What are you talking about? You're going to be at the premiere night.
LeBron's going to join the
you
Monstars.
You and Brian Ola East are going to dress as Monstars. That's what y'all going to do.
Could you imagine if LeBron jumped ship off the Toon Squad and goes, y'all,
that wouldn't
bums.
Surprise me.
Bugs, get your act together. You're a bum.
That's right. He trades Bugs Bunny.
For one of the Monstars.
Bring somebody else in. What other cartoon character would you trade Bugs Bunny for then? Who's another like face of a cartoon franchise? It wouldn't surprise me. Hmm. Bugs didn't, you know, he didn't bring him. It's time to go. He's definitely trading Elmer Fudd.
I think there's a trade. I think Raphael needs to do it just because that's what he's known for.
I mean, he needs to trade half of the Looney Tunes.
What are the odds that LeBron trades one of his teammates in Space Jam?
Trade them all. Like Froghorn Leghorn, gone. Like, that's going to be a great conversation. What do you mean I'm gone?
Wait, you're gone. The bird, the little yellow bird.
Tweety Bird. You think Tweety Bird gets traded?
I mean, Tweety Bird can't even pick up the ball.
Yeah, but he can fly.
I think Tweety Bird's a girl.
Well, she can fly. Whatever. Regardless, I definitely think in the script a trade needs to happen. Right?
There's going to be
a trade has to happen. bringing the Jetsons or something, like, just get rid of the Looney Tunes. Just there goes Warner Bros. Just see ya, you know, give me
we're
Universal.
Trading, we're trading the Warner Bros.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
They weren't giving us what we wanted.
No, they didn't perform. Sports Hangover continues. Final segment next. Maybe let's see what we have time. We have time to put in one more interview. Josh Cray, LSU Tiger, his opportunity. Look, it's going to be interesting because the Pels, you're going to have people just fighting for minutes and roster spots. Others are going to be developmental players, and it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. We'll talk about that when we come back next on the Sports Hangover, where Hour 3 is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. Go pay them a visit, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
Join the fun at La Fête de Vieux-Temps, which translates the Festival of Old Times. Kick off this Friday evening with dancing to Leon and the Hot Sauce Band. Brian Foray and Foray Tradition. Ted Dune, New Kick, Category 6. Double Play and Junior Lacrosse. Great food and drinks. A boucherie, a sauce piquant cook-off. Craft and boots and carnival rides. Old syrup meal and a Cajun seminar. Join us this weekend for La Fête de Vieux-Temps, 4484 Highway 1 at Bayou Lafourche, Farmers Market and Visitor Center.
You want to ride like a VIP? Then call Ray Rides Luxury Limo Service, your best choice for transportation in Houma, Thibodeau, and Nola. Call Ray Rides and let their skilled chauffeurs drive your party safely and in comfort to concerts, sporting events, Saints games, Pelican games, weddings, high school dances, conventions, or airport and cruise transfers. Whether you're planning your next great escape to the Big Easy and you need transportation for a large group or a small group, call or book online at rayrides.com.
This is Senator John Kennedy. You know, Louisiana doesn't tax too little. Our problem is we spend too much. But the politicians in Baton Rouge don't always get that. I believe our people deserve better. Mike Fazey knows what it takes to grow Louisiana's economy. Mike's going to work to create jobs, he's going to work to lower taxes, and he's going to protect and restore Louisiana's coast. I am so proud to support Mike Fazey for state senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazey Sr.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
A little Van Halen there, Corey, welcoming you in. The final walk-off call of the show. What you got for us, man?
I want to talk about how Teddy Bridgewater isn't even given us average quarterback play. I mean,
okay,
you can watch the rookie quarterbacks or the backup quarterbacks that have stepped in on the other teams, and they're giving average quarterback play. And Teddy's been in the league for a long time, and Jay's going saying he's only had 2 starts. Well, those guys have only been in their second start, and they both went out and threw for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns this weekend. And I just think Teddy, he just doesn't fit the system. Our system is rhythm and timing-based, and Teddy is just, he's better suited for play-action passes like when he was in Minnesota. And he's just not hitting his passes. And a lot of it is just that he's high. And Jay tried saying it's the offensive line, but there are a lot of times where the offensive line gave him, appropriate time to pass, and he's still high on his throws. I mean, Breeze was rushed at numerous times last year. It's the NFL. These guys get paid. And you go up against matchup problems each week. But the thing that Teddy has given us is that he's just not, I mean, he's winning games, but he's not giving us what we thought we'd get if we had to lose Breeze, mm-hmm. And he's sure not making himself any money right now.
I'll say one thing that's, look, Deuce Windham has been starting to put out some stuff already. We'll talk to him about his play this week. It's one of those things where you go, Corey, what is his job right now, and what is his role? And it's to me, be safe. Don't kill yourselves. You know, things of that nature. To your point, though, you're going to have to start making some plays. And when I say that phrase, I mean what you're saying. There's going to be times where you're under pressure. There's going to be times where the window is really tight. There's going to be times where you take a chance. Or you try to make a play and create a play. That's what I mean when I say at some point in time, you're going to have to make a play. And that's something that we need to see. I mean, on a more consistent basis, if not at all. Deuce already put out some stills and some videos on the scramble that got him short of the first down. And it was the one where the Cowboy player went over on top, made contact with him. Of course, the official doesn't throw the flag, even though they threw it on a similar play in which I thought Josh Bell didn't, if at all, touch Dak Prescott. But on that play, he had Michael Thomas in the corner of the right end zone if he just throws it to the pylon. And he also had Kamara on the left flat. He didn't either see them or he didn't pull the trigger, as Deuce is saying. He's using the phrase pull the trigger. There's been certain and in certain plays where if he just throws it, he's got to trust that's going to be there. And I think that's maybe to what Jay is saying. I'm interested to hear and see what Deuce is seeing on film, because Corey, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think he's playing poorly in this instance. His job's to not turn the ball over. His job's to make plays. That said, field goals aren't going to win it. And the Saints are having trouble scoring touchdowns when he's quarterbacking. Now, there's a lot of different areas and variables that go into that. I understand that wholeheartedly. But you're going to have to start trusting where the receivers are supposed to be and throwing at spots. Drew Brees throws at spots. He doesn't throw to wide open people that are waving their arms very rarely. So that comes with experience. That comes with time under center. I do think you're going to see him improve more and more. I mean, you heard Sean Payton say it after the game. He said he needs to improve. I know he knows he needs to improve. At the same time, though, what are you asking of him right now? And I think it's a balance. I think Sean needs to see and find what makes him work and figure out those plays. Because, Corey, I've seen plays this week with younger quarterbacks, to your point, with less experience, and it's moving the launch point. It's moving him and rolling him out of the pocket. It's making sure that if he's under duress and the line's not working, you can pick and choose a medium route or a deep route, or here's a shot, you're going to drop back and just throw it. It's either there or it's out of bounds. There's certain things you can do as a play caller to help that, and I wonder if you're going to start to see that this week. But I don't think you're wrong on that, in that I think he can make some more plays. I also don't think he's playing terribly because he's 2-0, you know, at the end of the day. So it's that fine balance. But I'm with you. You're left underwhelmed, I guess, is the best way to put it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying, is that we just need average quarterback play to maintain, and he's not even giving us that. And we're seeing that from these rookies or young players that are playing. And another thing that bothers me is that he's been checking down a lot. Everybody's calling him check down Teddy. But there's been two games that he didn't even target Kamara more than four times. Both against the Rams and against Dallas, Kamara had two catches and one catch. And if you're going to check the ball down, at least get it to one of your most explosive weapons.
I hear you. Corey, thank you for the phone call. Chip, you got about 90 seconds here, bud. What you got?
Yeah, I totally disagree. I think Teddy was very confident. I think he's playing pretty well. I think you know, you got to remember who you're playing. I mean, you look at Drew Brees' record against Seattle. He's always played poorly against.
Yeah,
Seattle.
Right.
You look at the way he played last year against the same Dallas defense. Probably his worst game of his career.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the competition. I mean, you can see all these rookies and all these backups are playing well, but they're not playing these two great defenses that we just played.
No, it's no doubt about that, Chip. He's doing his job. He's doing what he was signed to do.
He looks very confident.
I also think
through that pass to Ted Ginn.
Right.
In the beginning, that Ted Ginn dropped. I mean, that was the first drop. That could have been a good drop.
I hear you. I think, like Sean is saying, there's plays out there to be had, but at the same time, he's not killing you in a lot of those different plays. So that's the beauty of it.
So
you
got
to hit the top of the hour, man. Thank you for the phone call. I hear you. Manage it. And that's all you need to do right now while Drew is gone. At some point, though, it'll be nice to see just some more shots. But that's, you know, everybody's got to put in. Matt Muscona after further reviews up next. when you're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.